Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we blow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach here on republicbroadcasting.org is the website for RBN. And the Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday night between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And we had a special treat for us tonight, y'all willing, probably on the quarter or 20 minute of the hour. We've got a good friend of ours, Stelios, who's going to come and join, talk some scriptures with us. And by the way, if you notice, last full new moon day, which was that the pagan calendar stated August 27th to 28th, which was a Monday evening, last Monday evening to Tuesday evening, that was the Feast of Trumpets, as we noted. And there was an eclipse a few hours after the full new moon of the seventh moon, Feast of Trumpets, began. And that's always a signification, because the last three or four new years, scripturally, we've always, in the first moon, back in what's called February, March or so, we had an eclipse. So we're starting on time, folks, for the new scriptural new years, those eclipses. Many people want to give other reasons, but, you know, for them and so forth, but really they're signs and seasons for days and years, and to let us know. And but also, it was also the beginning of fall, by the way, when the full new moon rose last Monday night to Tuesday night. The Sabbath, weekly Sabbath for the seventh moon, will be from Monday night to Tuesday night for the next 4 weeks. And the Feast of Tabernacles is upon us. That will start the 10th, what they call September 10th, all the way in the evening, all the way till September 17th as the last great day. But before that, the Day of Atonement will occur with the pagan calendar. It states September 5th through the 6th, which is Wednesday. With the pagan calendar, states September 5th to the 6th, Wednesday evening to the Thursday evening. Acts 27 is your reference for all you New Testament only wannabe believers out there, and I'm a New Testament believer myself, but don't believe that nothing's old about the First Covenant at all. In fact, Acts 27, they're keeping the Day of the Fast, which is the Day of Atonement, where we abstain from water and food for that period of time from the 5th to the 6th with the pagan calendar dates, Wednesday and Thursday. So if you want to know the true feast, the true holidays to keep, don't keep Christmas or Easter or Valentine's Day. All those are pagan days dedicated to planetary worship. Keep the true feast, and Yahweh will bless you. And we are looking forward to the weekly Sabbath tomorrow night, which will be the eighth day of the seventh moon. Pagan calendar call it September 3rd to September 4th, evening to evening, Monday evening to Tuesday evening. And again, we're going to have Stelios as a guest tonight in about 10 or 15 minutes, so stay tuned.
You know,
we'll be right back.
Do you know a solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the repairer of Breach. And just incredible time of the year right now. The seventh moon that we're in right now, the world calls it September, the pagan month. September in Latin means seven. They're trying to tell us, since we were in grade school, that it was the ninth month of the year, when in reality, scripturally, it's the seventh moon or seventh month. And due to September in Latin meaning seven. But again, they've changed time, thought to change it. Could only paint you an illusion for you to walk in that lie, like we all have at one time or another. And Daniel 7:25 is the reference if you need to see the scriptural evidence of that breach that has been broken. We're just repairing here on the broadcast. And again, this coming tomorrow night, actually, tomorrow night to Tuesday night, will be the first Sabbath of the seventh moon. And then this coming Wednesday night to Thursday will be the Day of Atonement, which is found in Leviticus 23, and also found as the Day of the Fast in Acts 27. And all of the believers in the Messiah were observing these appointments, these holy convocations, these set-apart dates and times, these holy days. They weren't keeping, again, all the pagan holidays, as we noted before the break, Christmas, Easter, et cetera, et cetera. They were keeping tabernacles, they were keeping Pentecost, they were keeping the Day of Atonement, they were keeping the Feast of Trumpets like we celebrated last Monday night to Tuesday night, and then we had an eclipse to confirm that we are indeed on the right time that Yah has allotted his people to observe his holy days. And you will notice in Leviticus 23 that the feast or the Day of Atonement is the only feast, the only appointment of the year where Yahweh requires all his people to fast, to set apart a day where you don't drink water or food if you possibly can. Observe it in obedience to him. He will bless you for that. I encourage you, if you really want to please the Father above, and keep his feast. He says to do that in 1 Corinthians, again, found in the Brit Kadoshah, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant. So this is a very important time of the year, observing his feast. If you haven't done it before, why not start now? If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can need some more information, some more literature to read and research, you can reach me at zachdaniel@yahoo.com. That's two K's and no S for zachdaniel@yahoo.com. No space, hyphens, or dots. Just one word, zachdaniel, two K's, no S for zachdaniel@yahoo.com. Be glad to help in any way with some free literature and so forth. Send it to you via email. I have some good information for those that like to get on conference calls. Doesn't cost nothing. It's free. I thought I'd just pass this on to you. Every Tuesday night, you can call in at 605-990-0700, and the PIN code is 615138#, and then you would hit the number 1 to get into the conference call. If you want to come out from among them, be you separate, saith Yahweh, the scripture says, to come out of her, my people, Mystery Babylon. That is a great call to come on. In fact, our special guest tonight, he's on that call a lot with some other astute individuals as well, leading that call. And I think you'll really enjoy. There's a lot of great scriptural speak, and also relative to the system that the world finds itself in. And everyone calls it the system or the matrix or what have you. But I really believe you'll be blessed if you get in that call. Again, it's 605-990-0700. And the PIN number is 615138#. And then you wait for the operator number 1. And that's always Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. On the West Coast, or 8 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it probably goes on 3, 4, 5, 6 hours sometimes. So I think you really enjoy it. Tune in, and you'll be blessed. And it talks about how to come out of her, my people, and so forth in a realistic, practical way. There's a price to pay, without a doubt. There's a cost involved, no question about it. But if you really want to be Yahweh's and you want to have strict allegiance to him, he said, don't worship any others but me, don't have any others before me. And he also said to not to contract a covenant with a heathen nation. He said that. He said not to do that. We've all been victimized, or I should say we should all been guilty of it. And sometimes we haven't victimized. We just went along and did it. Sometimes we've done it willfully. We all have at one time or another. I know myself, I've had to repent many times of these things. But, you know, Yah was merciful, and he's kindness, and he says we're able to possess the land. We're able to take this city. He said we can do it, but we've got to have our sovereignty be restored back to him, because he said we're kings and priests to him. We're sovereigns, you know, without subjects, of course, but we're subject to Yahweh and him alone under his authority and his commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. But we need to go back to the old paths, like the scripture says, and not to root them out, but go back and restore them and repair the breach. A good text I want to read as out of 2 Nephi 9:23, where it says, and he commandeth all men that they must repent and be baptized in his name, the name of Yahweh, having perfect faith in the Kodesh, or Holy One of Israel, or they cannot be saved in the kingdom of Yahweh. And if they will not repent and believe in his name, the name of Yahweh, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh, in his name, and endure to the end, they must be damned. For Yahweh Shaddai, or Almighty, the Kodesh, or Holy One of Israel, has spoken it. Wherefore, he has given a law. And where there is no law given, there is no punishment. And where there is no punishment, there is no condemnation. And where there is no condemnation, the mercies of the Kodesh One, or the Holy One of Israel, have claim upon them because of the atonement, for they are delivered by the power of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. For the atonement, it goes on to say, satisfieth the demands of his justice upon all those who have not the law given to them, that they are delivered from that awful monster, death and hell and the devil and the lake of fire and brimstone, which is endless torment, and they are restored to that Almighty One, Yahweh, who gave them breath, which is the Holy One of Israel. That's right. Every breath that we have, the Scripture says, He breathed into us the breath of life and gave us, hallelujah, our living soul. He gave us breath. Ford Motor Company, Henry Ford, when he made the Ford or Ford Excursion or Explorer, any other Ford truck or 4x4, he put his name on it. He created a truck, and so he put his name on it. Yahweh, the Creator, created you in His image, breathed into you His breath of life, His down payment of His Spirit, and He put His name in your breath, whether you know it or not. Just breathe in. Exhale. Whoa. That's right. Inhale. Whoa. That ain't something that's just conjured up or made up. That is an evidence and fact, folks. The Scriptures declare to us that the heavens and the earth declare His glory. It says it right there in Psalms 19. The highest mountain is the Himalayas. The highest trees is the Sequoias. All the prophets were like Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Obadiah, Yahshua. These were all men that were prophets, the son of Nun and so forth, the captain that took over from Moses. They had the name of Yah or Yahweh's name in their name in the short sense of it, and that declared who they represented, who they prophesied, and it is all about His name, folks. It's the key of knowledge in Luke 11:52 that declares to us that His name, hallelujah, is the key of knowledge. You get His name right, you identify Him properly so you can be identified by Him properly, you will have a covenant relationship with Him, and that's exciting. And so we're looking forward to the day of the fast, the day of atonement. It could not be a human sacrifice to make atonement for our souls, but it was a perfect and infinite sacrifice, and because no one from the humanity lineage could redeem us. Read Psalm 49. He wasn't half human, half deity. He wasn't fully human, fully deity. He was 100% almighty man, period. It was Yahweh in the flesh. The Word become flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. Yah was manifest. Yah was manifest in the flesh. Not from the flesh, He came in the flesh. And so that's why He wasn't a son, so to speak. He was the Messiah. S-U-N, S-O-N, same phonetics, but both bring Him into a creation or procreation, which He is none of the above or the aforementioned. Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. He came in the flesh. His spirit came in the flesh. That's why He could take 39 stripes or 40 and save one stripes and live through that suffering more than any other man could, because His flesh was not from the dust like our flesh. But with that, I do believe we have, I believe, our special guest here, hopefully. Maybe Manny, my producer, let me know when he's on the line. If he hasn't, we're grateful for a good friend of ours, Stelios, and he's a real deep scriptural astute scholar in the Word, and yet he is very sensitive to the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Spirit of Yahweh, and really a close friend of ours, one of our closest friends, who I really just appreciate his friendship and his astute knowledge that Yah is using in the last days to reveal a lot of these mysteries and repairing the breach. And my good friend Stelios, welcome. How you doing, my good buddy? Oh, he's not on yet. Okay. But looking forward to having him on shortly. And we know that the atonement, as we are touching on, is a critical element in our relationship with the Father, at one ment. Look at the word atonement for a minute, folks. At, it means to be at one ment. To be at one with the Father again, to be unified, to being restored, to being redeemed, to being renewed, to being revived. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Makes you want to shout right now. I think I'll just do that. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. His name is the highest name. We'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. Zach Daniel at Yahoo.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with our special guest, Stelios.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach here on RBN. And again, without any further ado, we're glad for a really good friend of ours, Stelios, joining with us, an astute scholar of the scriptures and a real good friend of ours. Stelios, how you doing, my friend? Welcome to the broadcast. Stelios. Okay. He's not in. Okay. All righty. Let us know, Manny, when you got him through. We were talking about the atonement. We'll get to our special guest, Stelios, in a moment. We're having technical difficulties. Apologize for that. We're talking about the atonement and how it's going to be from this pagan with the pagan calendar. It's Wednesday night to Thursday night, from the 5th to the 6th of what the pagan calendar says, September. And it will be a day of fasting from water and food, and it will be it's considered the most solemn and the most considered the most important day of the year, and without a doubt, you can prove that all throughout Scripture. And when the Almighty Messiah came in the flesh, He made atonement once and for all. The beautiful thing is now that we don't have to offer up an animal for our sins as they did. It just rolled their sins for a year and appeased the wrath of Yah just momentarily for a year at a time. Now when the Almighty himself came in the flesh, that's why it took a divine sacrifice to remedy a human dilemma. That's why a human sacrifice was always condemned in Scripture. That's why the Messiah could not have been human. He was a real man, yes, that hungered and cried and died and slept and wept, but he just did not have dirt flesh like you and I have. He came through Mary. We've touched on this many times. He just didn't come from her. He came in the flesh. He didn't come from her flesh. We had to confess he came in the flesh. And this is not semantics or word games or word pictures. This is all about a doctrine called origin, where we have to believe he came from above, like he said in Yochanan or John 8:23-24. He said that we were from beneath and that he was from above, that we were of the earth, of this world, and that he was not of this world. He didn't mean half of himself being earthly, half being heavenly. No, no, no. He meant that he came down, hallelujah, not he didn't come from down below. He came down from his glory. He came down so we could be like him. He didn't come down to be like us. He came down so we could be like him. Hallelujah. Man has tried to put him in man's image, him being the creator, Yahweh, the Almighty Messiah. He came so that we could be restored and renewed and to be at one with him again. But in Leviticus 23, Manny, let me know, do we have Stelios yet? Okay. If you look at Leviticus 23, you will find that these feasts, Day of Atonement, and of course we just had trumpets last Monday night to Tuesday night. Of course we had that eclipse. And of course the world wants to explain it away for this, that, and the other. Those are all just confirmations, I believe, and significations by the Creator himself to his people who are keeping his true new moon, full new moon, and his Sabbath, and for the world to take notice. Be advised that he's in control of things in this last day. People are worried about what this system's going to do and what this person's going to do or what this leader's going to do. Hey, you need to be concerned about what the Creator's going to do. What he is doing is he is gathering a remnant that are called by his name that have come out of Babylon and that are in the process of the exodus of coming out of Babylon, because we're all at different stages and Yahweh wants us to be solely his possession, his prized possession, the apple of his eye, the remnant. And Leviticus 23:27 says, on the 10th day of the 7th moon, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a set-apart convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. The scripture says we need to offer up the sacrifice of praise, that is, by the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, and that he'll baptize us with the Holy Ghost or the Ruach HaKodesh and fire. Hallelujah. And that's exciting. Acts 1:8 said, you shall receive power after the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah has come upon you, which is Hebrew for receiving the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, friend, if you haven't experienced the gift of the Holy Spirit, you need it. Scripture says, you know, that in Romans 8, without the Spirit of the Messiah, Yahweh, we can be none of his. So this is a very important aspect of being at one with him again and getting our spirits renewed and restored back to him. Because remember, our spirit was fallen in the garden when our father of all creation, when it comes to the progeny of earthly humanity, which was Adam, when he fell through his wife and so forth, and he yielded to it as well, it passed on. It was like a spiritual disease called transgressing the commandments or the Torah. They call it sin. Sin is the transgression of the Torah, the law, the commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes of the Father, Yahweh. And so when we break his commandments, we are, quote-unquote, sinning. And so when many people who fancy themselves strictly as only the New Testament believers only say, well, I don't need to follow the law no more, well, and they say that they're saved from their sins by the Messiah, they don't understand what sin really means, because they contradict themselves with all due respect, because sin is the transgression of the Torah, which is the first five books in your Bible. And so what is sin? If you say he saved you from your sins are that which transgresses the Torah, the law, commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. So if you're going to be restored and redeemed, you got to go back to the Father's covenant. And we'll be right back after this short break. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. Hopefully we'll have a Stelios on the way back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel. Repair of the Breach here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org is the website. And again, folks, incredible time of the year coming up. We've had already the Feast of Trumpets, and of course the eclipse that came right along same time, same day. It was incredible. And of course, weekly Sabbath is tomorrow night till Tuesday night. And then, of course, Wednesday night to Thursday night on the pagan calendar, just to translate, folks, would be the Day of Atonement, the Day of the Fast, found in Acts 27, Leviticus 23. Also says that you shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever. Now, it didn't say just for, just for the first covenant, just for the Israelites or for the Jews. Now, remember, the Jews are just one of 12 tribes. Again, the lost sheep of the house of Israel became Gentile nations. Ephraim has mixed himself with the nations, found in Hosea 7:8, and we be Ephraim, all those that fancied themselves to be Gentiles. Yahweh Israel is red, yellow, black, and white, and brown. It doesn't matter about your race. It's about His grace now. And we've got Travis in Michigan. Welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Travis, what can we do for you today, my friend? Oh, he dropped off. Okay. That's fine. You have to call in 800-313-9443. We're taking your calls here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm Zach Daniel. Leviticus 23 says that on the 10th of the 7th month there shall be a Day of Atonement. It shall be a set-apart convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer up praise or a sacrifice, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, and ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, your Shaddai, your Almighty, for whatsoever soul or whosoever it be, that shall not be afflicted or fast, or set apart, a day where you don't eat food or water. In that same day, on the day of atonement, he shall be cut off from among his people. And that's not my word, that's the word of Yahweh. Verse 30, 23 of Leviticus says, and whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people, saith Yahweh. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever. Didn't say just for that dispensation. No, forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. It's an annual Sabbath. The 10th day of the 7th moon is the day of atonement. He said, you shall afflict your souls in the 9th day of the month of even, or beginning of the 10th. From even to even, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And, of course, Feast of Tabernacles is coming up. What the pagan calendar says from the 10th to the 17th. That's the next verse right there in Leviticus. We've got Lance in Texas. Welcome, Lance. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good. I've got a question for you, maybe a little off subject. Actually, it's
all right.
Two questions. But
go ahead.
What is this dispensationalism that I believe was spawned by Schofield?
You're right.
Revised several times later. And what about the Trinity? As I understand it, it's the Father and the Son, and the Holy Ghost is neuter in the Greek. So,
well, the Trinity came from Babylon initially. The word isn't found in Scripture, but yet it goes back to a Latin word, Trinitas. Yahweh made us in his image, and after his likeness he created us, and there's not two or three of us individuals. We have three aspects. We have the inner and outer aspect, and then the eternal aspect of ourselves, but there's not three of you or three of me. Yahweh's the same. He came in the flesh as the Messiah. He wasn't a procreated being. He wasn't created or procreated. He was Yahweh in the flesh. He just came through Mary. She just was the first surrogate. And the Spirit of Yahweh is Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. There is one body and one spirit, not two spirits or three spirits. The Holy Spirit is not a separate spirit or a different person apart from the Father himself. That's just his invisible aspect is all.
Right. It's his power.
Yeah, exactly. He is a spirit, and we have a spirit, which is from his spirit in an initial sense.
Which is why he created Adam and then later created Eve.
That's right.
Because he created Adam as like himself.
That's right. And to your... Go ahead, man.
Well, I was just going to go on about what is this dispensationalism?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because it was created by Freemasons and Zionist Jews to get people off on this concept of a rapture, which is really a false concept altogether, because the remnant, the righteous, true Israelites of Yahweh in the last days are never removed or taken from the earth. Now, the Christians want to say, take me, take me, take me, beam me up, Scotty, or why fight? We're out on the next flight, as Officer Jack McLam likes to say a lot. The reality is that the righteous will never be removed. It was the wicked that were taken and slain. Remember when Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day of the coming of the Messiah. And remember that it was the wicked that was destroyed and drowned. It was the righteous that remained and inherited the earth, and Noah continued his posterity. So this dispensationalism, in fact, Time magazine had a cover feature story on where did dispensationalism come. I think it was a few years ago. You can look back on the annals. It was created in 1830 or 1835, I believe. One of the main proponents was Darby, who brought forth the Darby Bible, as well as Schofield and the Schofield Bible, to get people to believe that there were seven dispensations, when in reality there was just the first and renewed covenant. Okay, and so that's really where we're at on that. Any other questions?
Your show is fascinating. I remember hearing you about a year or two ago in Austin, when there was Radio Free Austin. How do you get all this stuff in your head, man? You're amazing to me. I can't thank you enough for being on the show.
Well, thanks for the kind word, Lance, but I have to give all the praise to Yahweh. As you know, he said that the anointing, which he said would be an abidance in us, he said it would break every yoke. He said, you need not any man teach you. You don't need a pastor. You don't need a church. You don't need to go to a building. You can pray in your house. You can study the scriptures. And I used to be a pastor, and I'm not trying to minimize not having fellowship. We need fellowship. There's nothing wrong with preaching and so forth, but he said to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And Yahweh's amazing, and it's the Messiah in us, the hope of glory and the hope for us and the hope for those around us. And I'm encouraged. Thanks, Lance, again, for your kind words. I'm encouraged by those who see
well,
the
vision.
Well,
you definitely have him in you. I can tell that. And thanks for letting me talk.
Hey, anytime, Lance. And if you like, shoot me an email, man. Maybe we can talk off the air. I'd love to meet you someday.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah, so just shoot me an email. All right. If you want to get in on this broadcast tonight, 800-313-9443 is the number. We're getting ready for the weekly Shabbat tomorrow night, to Tuesday night on the pagan calendar to translate. It's going to be the first weekly Sabbath of the seventh moon. Again, Wednesday night to Thursday following this coming week will be the Day of Atonement. Hallelujah. So get your calendars out, if you will, or your day timers, and put them down if you want to start observing Yahweh's true feasts, true holidays, and eschew all the pagan ones. You can do so. That's your choice. It's up to you. No one's going to put a gun to your head to do it. You have a free will and a free choice. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh like Joshua, the son of Nun, stated, as well as Caleb. Joshua and Caleb, they were the ones that came back with the righteous report that they could take the land back, and we can take the land back. Many would say, oh, that's stealing. No, it's not. When Yahweh told in his sovereignty, he said, take the land. He said, well, I'm going to root it out. And remember, folks, there's a way to do it in Leviticus 25 and 26, but you got to be sovereign. You got to be truly sovereign. You can't have contracts with the system, because if you do, then you give away your sovereignty. And the scripture says that we're kings and priests to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means we're ambassadors. 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21 says, if we're ambassadors, we're not subject to the system's law if we follow Yahweh's law. It's not really the system's law. It's really the legal system. Legal means man-made. Law, only true law, comes from Yahweh. The legal system tries to propone itself as law, but it's only color of law. Color of law, which is basically at the point of a gun, at the barrel of a gun, as another broadcaster likes to say. But in reality is that we have got to understand who the Messiah is so we can know who we are in him. If we don't know who he is, we won't know that we're supposed to be kings and priests to him, or sovereign and priests. He says that in 1 Peter. It's not flowery word. It's something that I believe with all my heart, friend. And it hasn't been until just recently that I have really started to apply that in my life. It was used to be just something you knew about. And yeah, it says that in the scriptures. We're ambassadors, we're sovereign and priests to him. It says that we're to take the land back. We're to take it in his name. And he said to do it according to the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. And you can't do it without Yahweh, my friend. You won't be able to do it in your own ability, or your own skill, your own intellect, your own mental faculties will come up short. But with the anointing of the Spirit of Yahweh in your life and receiving his Spirit, I'm telling you, that's so important. Read Isaiah 28, 11 and 12. Read Mark 16, 16 through 19. It said, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. Not might, or some will, some won't. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, my friend, the enemy hates it when you pray in the Spirit. And Jude says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, or in the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Spirit of Yahweh. How do you pray in the Spirit? Well, the Apostle Shaul, Paul said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto Yahweh, for howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. The enemy is frustrated. He doesn't understand what you're saying when you're praying in tongues. Hallelujah. I know it's been abused by the church world. I understand that. Don't let the counterfeits or hypocrites affect your true search for the real McCoy, the real deal. It doesn't take away from the reality of receiving his Spirit. Remember, in the first covenant, the Tower of Babel, they were confounded with different tongues. Yahweh is the only one that can turn a cursing into a blessing. In the first covenant, he used tongues and cursed them because they spoke one tongue or one language at the time when they were building that Tower of Babel. You know the story about Nimrod. We were leading everybody into building one tower to eternity, and Yahweh said, they ain't gonna, or to heaven, they ain't going to be able to be refrained. Yahweh said, unless we go down. And so he said, let us go down and confound their language, because they were of one language and one speech, and so they were unified. And so they had to, Yahweh had to destroy that unification by bringing tongues, different languages, so that they couldn't understand each other. Now, that was in the first covenant. Now, in the renewed covenant, he says, okay, now I'm going to use tongues as a blessing. In the first covenant, I'm going to use tongues as a cursing. Hallelujah. Now, when you realize, folks, that you have seen, even in the church world, an abusive tongues, and people have been turned off, they've had a bad experience, and they say, oh, see, that's all, from the enemy, or from the devil, I've even heard something. And I used to think that growing up as a kid, but until you experience the genuine McCoy, where you are endued, really, with power from on high, you will not understand what it really is. But once you have it, you can't deny it. I'm telling you, my friend, if you really have received it, you can't deny it, because I know I'm not what I should be, but I know I'm not what I used to be. And I know it's through his baptism of his spirit. You know, he filled me with his spirit even when I was in the quote-unquote pagan church system, because he said his spirit, he said, when it's come, will lead you and guide you into all truth. He said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He said that he was no respecter of persons, so it didn't matter, and still don't matter if you're still in the church or out of the church. He can give you his spirit wherever you're at. And but that doesn't mean that you stay in a line once the spirit of truth shows you to come out of the church system, because remember, he only came back for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew 10 and Matthew 15. And the lost sheep of the house of Israel are lost. They're just that. They're lost. They've lost their father's name. They have to get the father's name back in their forehead, like Revelation 14, keep his commandments so they can have right to the tree of life, Revelation 22, 16 states. And Revelation 7, we know that by his name we have power, and we need to get baptized in the name, or immersed in the name of Yahweh. We had a man from Tennessee that was listening to the broadcast on RBN through one of the affiliates there, one of the micro broadcasters that was doing a good job, the Campbell family. He came all the way, drove all from Tennessee out here to Arizona, northern Arizona, and he wanted to be baptized in the name of Yahweh. We baptized him in the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah, because there's nothing like the power of his name. And it's important. And if you seek immersion, if you seek being baptized in his name, if that's what you desire, you need to really obey the scripture. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. It doesn't mean just because you get wet that you're not going to have any more problems. Just because you get baptized doesn't mean that you won't fail, you won't stumble. But I'm telling you, it is a prerequisite. He does say it. He does say it in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, or Cephas said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. And I'm telling you, Acts 2:4 says they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. Hallelujah. And Acts 10, you will be endued with power from on high. You will have an anointing that breaks every yoke. You will have the power to live above sin or transgression of the Torah. He'll put it in your heart, and he'll let you know when you're going astray or when you're going wrong. And he'll give you the leading and the guiding that you need to be an overcomer. Remember, those that overcame, those that had the right to the tree of life, had their father's name in their forehead and kept his commandments. It was those who confessed his name. And Malachi chapter 3 says there's a book of remembrance of those who fought on his name, the name of Yahweh, who spoke on his name. It was a special book being written right now, hallelujah, in the annals of eternity, that Yahweh said he's writing on those who speak about his name and talk about his name. And I want to be in that number. And we are. And you are too. If you want to confess his name, speak his name, you want power over the devil, power over the flesh, power over anything in your life, you need to get baptized in the name of Yahweh. You need to receive his spirit. He said, receive the Holy Ghost, he said in Acts and also in John or Yochanan. And he breathed on them and they received his spirit. And we need his spirit, because if in this flesh, we ain't going to be able to last long. This willpower is not willpower at all. It's a false power, because what it is, it's pride power. We need to crush, let the Father crush the pride out of us. Hallelujah. 800-313-9443. I don't make no apologies. I know when the Ruach HaKodesh is moving, he's excited. Yahweh's excited for you. He's cheering you on. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to say no to this world's goods. He wants you to say no to sin, and to say no to system of man. He wants you to be his. But you can't be his solely and exclusively like he wants you to if you've got all these allegiances that really, in essence, is idolatry, because Yahweh is jealous over you. He loves you that much. He wants you to be in the palm of his hand. He said, when you're in his hand, no man can pluck you out. He also said that you're the apple of his eye. So he's jealous over you, and he's also jealous of how you perceive him, and he's jealous over his name and how you call on his name. Folks, with all due respect, they never called him Jesus or Jesus or Iesus or Yesu. They called him Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. And he said he came in the Father's name right there in John 5:43 and 5:39. He said, search the scriptures. The only scriptures they had when he said that was the first covenant. The only name in the first covenant that was removed over 7,000 times or so was the name of Yahweh. You can't find the name of Jesus one time in there, with all due respect. He said, for in them you think you have eternal life. That first covenant scripture, declare his name. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, beginning in Jerusalem, Luke 24:42-47. He said, one name to all nations, baptizing them. Not many names to translate it for different nations later on. No, no, no. He said, one name for all nations. Hallelujah. Yahweh is the same in all languages. So it's not a language issue or a culture issue. It's an issue of respect and reverence and not taking his name issue. We'll be right back. I'm Zach Daniel on the Repair of the Breach broadcast.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And we'll be right back here. Well, actually, we're back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast, and I'm Zach Daniel. They're having a good off-broadcast chat with my producer, Manny, doing a great job there in Round Rock, Texas. There, RBN, the studios there, republicbroadcasting.org. Don't forget, hallelujah, to check out the website. Incredible, incredible product there for your needs, survival needs, preparing needs in the natural realm. And hopefully in this broadcast, you're getting some spiritual preparation as well. Because if you ain't prepared spiritually, it doesn't matter how much naturally you're prepared. You ain't got your spirit and soul right with the Almighty, y'all will get baptized in His name, folks. I'm telling you, that's the key of knowledge. His name is the key of knowledge. I don't know how many times I got to express that. And someone said, well, you know, you ought to be on the radio. I said, well, why? He said, well, that, you know, that's the only time we can probably turn you off. So, boy, I tell you, I just hope it helps somebody somewhere down the line. Definitely appreciative of all the fine leadership there at RBN with John and Santa Statmiller and, of course, all the other great workers behind the scene like Chris and, of course, all the other hosts do a great job on their respective broadcasts. We need to get behind this network, folks. We got to get declare truth, many different informational truths that need to be, you know, continually brought out. And this network is on the cutting edge, of course, and second to none when it's coming out with important, forthright information that we all need to hear. Folks, tomorrow night, the Pagan Tuesday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, will be the weekly Sabbath. If you haven't observed the Sabbath, I encourage you to start doing it, because you'll see the moon tomorrow night. It'll be about half full, okay? The first Sabbath of each moon will be a half full waning moon. And then the next Sabbath will be the Feast of Tabernacles, and that'll be an invisible or dark moon. Now, the calendar on your wall will have it all wrong and backwards. So don't go by that calendar on your wall. Everything about it is a lie, and it's all planetary worship. But all the apostles kept the weekly Sabbath. They all declared the name of Yahweh. They didn't declare any other name. There was no salvation, any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That is why His name is Yahweh. It's not Jesus or Jesus or Yeshua, even though Yeshua is a title or Yahshua is a title for the Messiah. But there was 10 or 15, 25 men or so in the Scriptures that was named Yahshua. Okay, Yah is my Shua, just means Savior, but Yahweh is His name, like Yahweh Yahweh, Yahweh Rapha, Yahweh Shua. Okay, but His name is Yahweh. And that's why He said that that was His name forever. And forever don't have an expiration date. And so we need to go back and get the Father's name in our forehead, like Revelation 14 said. That means in our mindset. That means in our speech. Praise His name. I was talking to quote-unquote rabbi a few days ago, and he was saying, oh, we don't say His name. And they say Lord God and say all the pagan names too, like all the other you know, religion. And I, you know, just said, look at Psalms, all throughout the book of Psalms, all throughout the Scripture, it says to declare and praise His name. And beware of those who say they are Jews and are not, but it's the synagogue of Satan. They have not received the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, come in the flesh. Don't listen to them. Anyhow, I'm glad to have you on the broadcast tonight, folks. Thanks for Lance in Texas, and sorry if we couldn't get Stelios on. We had technical difficulties. Apparently, we'll get him rescheduled. But you can email me at ZachDaniel2Ks, no S, for ZachDaniel@yahoo.com. And may Yahweh bless you and keep the Sabbath tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and, of course, the Day of Atonement, Wednesday night, Thursday night, the 5th through the 6th of September. Stay away from food and water if you can. If you possibly can, if you want to observe and be blessed, Yahweh will bless you. And if you're interested in being baptized in the name of Yahweh, email me, ZachDaniel@yahoo.com, 2Ks, no F, ZachDaniel@yahoo.com. Stay tuned for some great broadcasting. Shalom. Till next week, I'm Zach Daniel, The Breach.